I am Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and I want you to know that I put that 747 right on the numbers.
It was a perfect three-touchdown landing,
yep.
and it's still up there.
It's still there. We have to go and get it someday.
Gate turnaround times are terrible.
They are awful.
Anyway, there's that word. Joining us is Rachel St. Louis, who's got a very unique story and unique perspective on aviation. If you go out to the Flymart. You'll see this girl selling jewelry. She's got a whole, and it's actually, you got this beautiful trailer now. I mean, it looks like a store inside there. I was very impressed with that because you didn't start out that way.
No, I actually started out just a little, like, box almost of just a couple beads in it and a couple earrings.
And let's tell us why you're even doing this. I mean, obviously you love jewelry, but that's not the main focus, was it?
No, actually what I'm doing is selling the jewelry and buying a kit plane, Bushcat, which I'm building right now.
And it's very far along. It's sitting out there in covered, waiting for an engine thingy.
Yeah,
you kind of need that.
Right, it's just a balance weight. It doesn't do anything.
No. What it does is it burns through money really quickly.
Yes,
yes, it does.
Now, I heard that the story is that you told your dad you wanted to build a plane, but he said, sure, but you got to pay for it?
Yeah, they won't pay for anything.
Well, that's good, though. That's good.
Make it worth it, I guess.
Well, yeah.
That's what parents are supposed to do. There's a lesson to be learned here because you'll respect something a lot more when you work for it rather than have it given to you.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's been many days when she said, oh, I'm going to respect this thing, all right?
Yeah.
Now, the other thing that I thought was unusual, it's a sewn envelope covering kind of thing.
Right.
But it's got all these little airplanes all over it. What's all that about?
Oh, the airplanes. Originally, before I even wanted to build a plane, I always thought it'd be cool to have airplanes coming off like fire on a car.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we got to Oshkosh, I decided why not have people write their name. Like if they donate $50, they can write their name on an airplane and then have their name permanently on my airplane to show that they helped out.
Oh, that's really kind of cool. And apparently you've gotten quite a response.
Yeah, people seem to really like it.
Yeah, how many of those little airplane stickers are on there?
A lot, but with
you've lost
name,
track.
Yeah, with people's names, probably 25.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. And the airplane's very far along.
It is. It was sitting there covering. What engine are you getting for it?
A Rotex 912.
Okay, common engine, good record.
Just not cheap.
No,
as she
pricey.
Knows, yeah.
Fortunately.
Now, the Bushcat itself, why did you choose that airplane?
Well, actually, it's not the greatest story, but I was going around to manufacturers, and they'd kind of turn away from me or stop mid-sentence and go to a different person because they just weren't taking me seriously.
Right.
And Bushcat was really the only ones that didn't do that.
Okay, because it's a nice-looking airplane.
Yeah, it is nice. I like it.
Now, are you currently a pilot?
I am a student pilot, yes.
Oh, so you are flying and building.
Yep.
And they fuel each other, I imagine.
Yeah.
Here's the big question. Have you sat in it and made airplane noises yet?
Yeah, I actually rode around it, Sun and Fun, my arms out because I didn't have the wings yet.
That's great.
That's some good video. Those are great memories, though.
Yeah,
great memories. How many hours do you have into the construction so far?
About 170.
Well, that's not bad. You're very far along.
Yeah, it's a quick build kit, basically, too.
Good. It's just not
long.
A quick buy kit, huh?
Yeah, no.
Well, if they'd only come out with that option.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, they do. It just takes money.
Oh, there's the catch.
Always,
you know?
She well knows.
Only thing that makes an airplane fly is cash.
Exactly.
That's it,
funding.
Exactly.
So you're working on your engine, then the next big expenditure will be cockpit instrumentation?
Yep, the panel.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And you've already got your dream wish list written out?
Yeah. We're not sure exactly what I'm going to do for the panel because there's so many, something like a Dynon or...
And it's changing so fast.
Yeah, it is.
You know, you look at it this year, next year they have all the new models out.
Yeah, and
I'll you have
be
to
like,
start
oh,
all over
that.
Again.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't bought anything yet for
no,
the panel, right?
Not yet.
So there you go. You're still gathering information.
I was going to say she's going to be looking at the next top of the line, commercially rated Garmin system. Look at this thing; it's worth more than the airplane.
If she's anything like my wife, she'll walk and she'll go. Oh, this one is nice, and it'll be the most expensive one they've got.
Right.
Yeah.
And it'll be great for everything except this airplane, because it goes so slow, the thing can't update slow enough to get you where you're going.
It doesn't update. Did that make any sense? Make any sense at all.
It's Sunday morning. I'm, stuck Wheels between
up.
Gears. Yeah.
It's been a long week.
It has.
Yeah. He's been holding his breath. He's still up on the moon.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I hate when that happens.
Have you been selling a lot? I mean, it's not really an aviation question, but it'll do on a Sunday.
Yeah, this is our biggest show every year.
Great.
So it's
Oh,
really
so
good.
You actually do more than just this show.
Yeah, I do this one, Sun and Fun, DeLand, and then all kinds of little craft fairs in my hometown.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Everyone counts. Yeah. Everything counts.
Yeah, every little penny.
Yeah, it's another. Oh, I can finally buy that bolt.
Whoa, washer time.
So, and you've learned so much along the way.
Oh, yeah. I learned don't just spend your money on anything.
Yes, exactly. And it goes out faster than it comes in.
Yeah, that's very true.
That's the problem with money. It doesn't come with an instruction manual.
It doesn't, and it doesn't stick around. I wish they had money set up like the sticky notes, You could just stick them all together and they'd stick to your pocket.
Yeah,
and
there
come
you
out.
Go. There you go. So do you foresee yourself going into a career in aviation, or is this strictly a passion right now?
Well, originally I wanted to be an aerospace engineer, but over the past couple of years I've had more experiences and it's been changing. So I do see myself going into an aviation career, but I'm not exactly sure what.
Well, you're a tremendous ambassador for women in aviation already. You're showing... You're going the hard way, and then most girls will probably say, I can't do that.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you've had those moments, too.
Well, yeah, there's a couple moments where I look at the plane, I'm like, holy crap, this isn't coming along. But then
9 days
later, it's like, oh, there's wings.
Right, right. And now your parents have got to, even though they're not financially supporting you, they are definitely supporting
yes,
you.
Yes, they are. They're the best support system I have.
Yeah, I noticed they're both working the store.
Yeah, they're both working it when I go around interviewing. And
Yeah, and Dad's like, well, how did I get into this? I don't know anything about jewelry.
I don't know anything about airplanes.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good question. Is aviation in your family other than
you? Yeah, my dad is a pilot, and he's the one that actually sparked the interest in aviation. I'd be in the back of his plane sleeping, his Cessna 172.
Uh-huh.
And then about 10, I took the yoke and just... started flying the plane around, doing turns around a point, and that's just what sparked it. And then I came up and did the 1 week wonder here about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
The Zenith, and I figured if everybody can do it in a week, I can build a plane.
Yeah, you can. So. And you are. Did he get you to wash the airplane yet? I mean, hey, kid, go wash the airplane.
Yeah, especially that belly, there's always all kinds of.
Yeah, you're little. You can fit in under there.
Don't worry. It'll be all right, Yeah. I'll take you out to dinner or something.
Now, I'm sure they're helping you do the build itself.
They're actually, my dad just takes the pictures, really.
Okay, so you're doing everything.
Building it all.
Wow.
Of course, there's a couple things that manual labor. It's like, I've got little spaghetti arms. It's hard to lift it up, but.
No, that's where ingenuity comes in. A couple of ropes, a couple of 2x4s to hold it up.
Exactly. milk crates and shopping carts and whatever it takes.
Now, yeah. I wonder if Dad's making her pay rent on the shop space.
Oh.
Oh, no. I just took over his entire garage.
And Mom was okay with that, too?
Yeah, she got her own garage.
Oh, you got more than one garage.
We got two, yeah.
Nice.
Well, the great thing about this is I'm sure that Dad is out there smiling every time you're working on this airplane because he knows that there's a lot of trouble out there that you could be getting into.
Oh, yeah.
But yet you are doing something very positive.
Yeah, and I'm the only one in my hometown that really has any interest in aviation. The only one in my school.
Wow, that's a tough road, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of lonely.
Can't really go to people and like, look what I did today.
Yeah, well, first off, they wouldn't understand why.
Nope.
Yeah. That's cool, though, that you are. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, though, I don't know, you're going to have your own flight squadron out there.
Yeah. Have to do a little EAA chapter myself or something.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. You'd be surprised. Sometimes you one person.
I'm surprised a lot. I don't know about you.
The more I hang around you, the less I'm not surprised.
Yeah, exactly.
But the thing of it being is, sometimes it takes one person to start the fire, and then it just rolls.
Yeah.
So here's hoping that you get to do that.
You're gonna fly some Young Eagles, I hope.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, why not?
I was going to ask you, what is this plane certified under? Is it an ultralight, an LSA?
It's an LSA light sport.
Okay.
So.
You're building it as an experimental, though, right?
No, I'm building it to a factory spec, so
it'll be an LSA.
Yep.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, that's cool. And you get to be the person who repairs the airplane,
too. Yeah, that's exactly what I want to build it, too.
Another reason. Save yourself a lot of money.
A lot of advantages there, because not only did you build the airplane, you service the airplane as well. You'll know the condition of your airplane, which is very good.
Every little nut and bolt that goes to it.
Yeah, and that one that you could never quite reach that you really hope you don't have to get back there again.
Yeah, there's a couple of those.
One word of advice, okay? There's always going to be stuff left over.
Oh, nice.
Always. You're going to have extra bolts and hardware, and you're going to be wondering, where the heck does this go?
Now, you said you're building it in your garage. Is the Bushcat a folding wing?
No, the wings actually can come off, though.
Okay,
They're just at the top with the struts and everything. They just nut and bolt.
So I don't know if you've thought this far ahead, but are you planning to get a hangar at the airport or pop it apart and trailer at home?
Well, our airport actually doesn't have a hangar. It's a very small one.
Okay.
And the closest hangar is like an hour and a half away.
Okay, Ooh. That question's been answered.
Yeah. It's going to be a permanent resident of Dad's garage.
Well, either that or maybe they'll let you put up one of those frame and fabric garage things that you can get relatively inexpensively.
Yeah, you could do that, or you could buy a shed, or you could build a shed.
Yeah. Ooh. Hey, look at that.
There you go. You've got the skills and talent to build an airplane, a small shed.
A hangar should be no problem.
No problem.
And then a control tower.
my own little control tower.
Just remember, when you have help there working on your new hangar, bring pizza.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Bring whole crowd.
Where do we find you? In the Flymark, correct?
Yeah, booth 789.
Very good. I want to thank you for joining us, Rachel. Fantastic job you're doing. I wish you all the success in the world, and I want to ride.
Yeah.
This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.